And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And we hope you are having a fantastic day. Currently outside, 25 degrees, warming it up to the mid-40s for highs for today. Looking at a high of about 47. And joining us in studio, she does every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, joining us. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm ready for some warm weather.
Yes. Last week, got a nice preview last week. We need to bring that back. That's for sure. All right. Several things going on in Indy. Got a good amount of things going on. And one thing you did want to start with is live music night will be at Dickie's every Wednesday.
That's right. So I wanted to just tell everybody, we've talked about this before, of all the wonderful opportunities there are to eat in our downtown area and around the town for that matter, and then also enjoy live music. So we have live music at Dickie's Barbecue every Wednesday evening at 6:30. And then I also noticed on Facebook that John Hamblin, who is an acoustic guitarist, will be back at Brothers Railroad Inn on Thursday evening. So two really good opportunities to have a great meal and enjoy some music.
Mm-hmm. And that's always a lot of fun with that. And also talked about the restaurants in downtown. The Mixtape Bingo will be on Wednesday and Trivia Night on Thursday at the Indy Brew Works.
That's right. The brewery always has lots of fun activities planned, and it's packed on Wednesday and Thursday evening, as you mentioned, for Mixtape Bingo and Trivia Night. And I know that they're going to be really busy this weekend because it's going to be St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. So lots of fun things coming up. I always encourage everyone to like our business's Facebook page. So in particular, go in and make sure that you're following Indy Brew Works.
And also, before we move on with everything, be sure to maybe get down in downtown a little bit early if you're going to be there because of the road work that is currently going on at Main Street as of right now. And there is a detour there in downtown, but just kind of give yourself maybe a little extra time to get where you're wanting to go down there.
Yeah, and the pub crawl is set up to do on foot. So you'll park on any of the side streets in downtown or right in the middle of downtown on Penn Avenue, and then all of the bars and restaurants that are participating are within walking distance, so you won't have to drive. That's on purpose, too.
So, again, give yourself a little extra time. Also, every Friday through April the 8th, the St. Andrew's Knights of Columbus will host their fish fry dinners.
And that's what I'm doing this week. So I left town early last Friday. My girls and I went on a mother-daughter trip to St. Louis. And so I missed out because last Friday was the first Friday that the St. Andrew Knights of Columbus did host their Friday night fish fry dinner. And so that's where I will be this Friday. And the dinners will start at 5:30 to 7:30 at the Parish Center, and it's a $10 Lenten meal of catfish, hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries. And you can have it either to dine in, or you can pull up and you can do carry out meals as well. And then there's a free will donation for beer, wine, and soft drinks. And I'm telling you, it's good fish. It really is. And they make some amazing hush puppies. So and you don't have a chance to eat their food and support them, you know, any other time besides the Lenten season for this particular event. So you got to take it in.
Absolutely. And, man, I'm a catfish guy for sure. So I love me some catfish. So I will have to try to check that out. And you were talking about the St. Patty's Day pub crawl. Again, that is happening this Saturday, as it will be time for, I know it's a few days before the actual St. Patrick's Day, but obviously on Saturday is probably the best time to celebrate it.
That's right. So it'll be in downtown Independence, and the pub crawl will include Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill, Indy Brew Works, the VFW Post 1186, Uncle Jack's, Brothers Railroad Inn, and Dickie's Barbecue Pit. So that's six great businesses in the downtown area. You can get your pub passes for only $5 at the Chamber office or at the Main Street office. And then at the end of the night, if you have been to all of the participating bars and restaurants and you've gotten your pub crawl pass punched, then it goes in for a drawing, and they draw out and give away Main Street gift certificates.
So that's some good stuff. A lot of fun. Pub crawls are always a lot of fun. So be sure to check that out coming up this Saturday. Be sure to get your passes as well at Independence Main Street at 109 East of Main or the Chamber of Commerce. Also, hey, this is always a lot of fun. The Little House on the Prairie will be opening up during Monday through Friday during spring break of March the 14th through the 18th.
So next week is USD 446's spring break. And as you mentioned, Monday through Friday, Little House on the Prairie will be open so that people can enjoy a good time on the prairie. And then it will close again, and the official opening day will be Friday, April the 1st. And if you need more information, you can give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890, or you can call 289-4238. But next week, it'll be open from 10 to 5, Monday through Friday, and then the official full-time opening day will be Friday, April the 1st. And when they do that, they're actually open 7 days a week.
All right. So again, check that out coming up next week during spring break. Also, a couple of things have to do with our veterans. Of course, we have the veteran services that are available Monday through Friday, but also Veterans Family Night is coming up on the 25th.
That's right. I do want to remind everyone that Fort County RSVP is sponsoring veteran services that are available now Monday through Friday, all day long from 9 to 4 at Fort County Mental Health at 1101 Donald Avenue. And retired veteran Lauren Osborne can answer all of your questions and help you with those services. You can call 331-3131. And then also, Veterans Family Night will be Friday, March the 25th from 6 to 8. And it's going to be held at the Stitch Shelter House in Riverside Park. And this is going to be a monthly event full of food and fun and lots of friends. I think they're going to play cornhole, so they've got lots of games planned. And if you need more information for that, you can call Kathy Shepherd at 330-6091. But according to the information that I've been given, it's going to be a monthly event for our veterans and their family members.
All right, and that'll be a lot of fun for the veterans out there. Again, a monthly thing, that'll be a lot of fun. Also, if you're into the arts, well, the Independence High School Drama and Vocal Music Department is presenting their spring musical.
That's right. We had First Friday last week, and Lily Taylor came and kind of gave us a teaser of a musical performance of something that we might see or hear at the during the musical. She did a great job. So the spring musical is called Nice Work, if you can get it. It's going to be Friday and Saturday, March the 25th and 26th at 7:30 in the evening. And then on Sunday, they have a matinee performance that will start at 2:30 in the afternoon. All performances will be at the Independence High School Performing Arts Center, and general admission tickets are $8. So they've worked really hard. They're a talented bunch of kids. Many of them will be seniors. This is their last opportunity to perform on the stage at their high school. So put it on your calendar and carve out some time to go.
And Independence has always had a really good fine arts department with their musicals and their plays. So be sure to check that out. Also on Saturday, March 26th, Indy Saves is once again offering free CPR classes.
Yes, and they will be offered at Indy Fitness at 2801 West Main. The class runs from around 9:30 to 11:45, so you'll get out by noon and have the rest of your day to do whatever you wish. But you can sign up for this free CPR and AED certification by calling 331-8096, or you can email indysavescpr@gmail.com.
Also, another kind of a popular event here to help raise money for the after prom is the bingo night scheduled for March 26th.
So did you ever go to after prom when you were in high school?
I never went to my prom, so I wish I would have, but no, I never did.
Did they have after prom?
They did have an after prom thing, and usually our prom was like at our school, and then they had an after prom like location that wasn't too far away. So.
Right. So they didn't have after prom when I was in high school. I mean, they had parties that took place after prom, but they were not a structured after prom event.
No.
So I'm really excited about the fact that you see almost all schools are doing after prom events to help keep our youth safe after prom and giving them something, again, organized and structured to do kind of into the wee hours of the morning. But in order to pull it off, they have to raise some money. So they have in Independence, after prom bingo night. I try to go every year because it's super fun. It's fun for the entire family, and it will be the evening of Saturday, March the 26th, and it'll be in the high school cafeteria. Concessions will open around 5:30 and games begin at 6, and you can get your tickets at Magnolia Sense by Design or at the high school. And I believe the tickets are a $10 donation in advance, and if you get them at the door, they're $13. But your $10 includes 10 cards and three games per card. So every time they play a round, you get three cards, and then you can buy more if you want. And it's a lot of fun because when you bingo, then you get to go up and pick an item, a gift basket off of a table. And it's not one that's already been selected. They have all of these really cool gift baskets, and you get to go up and pick out one that interests you. So there's something for the grandparents and the parents and the kids and the little kids and everybody in between. So it's a fun night. It's a great way to, again, support our youth. So mark it on your calendar, Saturday, March the 26th, the high school cafeteria, $10 a person. It's a fun night.
All right. So again, that is definitely a fun event. Also, coming up here pretty soon is another event coming up, the Small Business and Entrepreneurial Empowerment and Development, also better known as SEED.
That's right. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes.
So this event will, or this program will be running from March the 30th through June the 1st. And it is called SEED. And as you mentioned, it's an acronym for Small Business and Entrepreneur Empowerment and Development. And it's a 10-week course at the Fab Lab ICC on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8. And it's for anyone who might be wanting to grow their business or further develop their business skills. And they will introduce or refresh participants on 8 core business management concepts relevant to owning a rural business. So definitely something that I think a lot of entrepreneurs would benefit from. And if you want to register, you go to seed-initiative.com.
All right. So now time for a few save the date events coming up in April. And one of those is the always popular Lions Club Bean Feed.
That's right. So I'm just going to give you a rundown. Everybody listen up on the air. Save the date. It'll be April before we know it. Lions Club Bean Feed will be Saturday, April the 2nd. The Riverside Park opening day is Saturday, April the 9th. The community Easter egg hunt will be Saturday, April the 16th. And the William Inge Theater Festival will be April the 21st through the 23rd. And then lastly, Love Independence Day is Saturday, April the 30th. So please start thinking now about the many ways that you can show love and caring and concern to people in our community on that special day. It's a day where we just focus on complete and total random acts of kindness. You can do big acts. You can do small acts. You can do lots of little bitty acts. You can extend kindness with your family. You might want to take on a project with your family, with your church, with your civic organizations or clubs. Or you might be just like me and you do just individual things throughout the day and spread kindness. So that's Saturday, April the 30th.
Yep, absolutely. And I know with the 39th William Inge Theater Festival coming up, I think it's been put off the past 2 years because of COVID, but that's always a huge festival that comes to town.
I know. We're super excited. We're going to have Hannah Joyce on air with me in a few weeks. She will be coming in talking about Lynn Nottage, who is the honoree this year, and she's a 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner in drama, and she's the only person who has received 2 Pulitzer Prizes in drama, so very prestigious, very well-known in her field, and it's a big deal to have her coming to our community, and so we're really excited about this year's festival.
And I do believe, I think you said last week that it is the theater festival, basically, in the state of Kansas.
It is. It is. It is recognized as the theater festival for the state of Kansas. So, yes, very well known, and the evening will have or the week, we'll have four evening events. There will be a play on the 21st, and then there's another play that is written by Lynn herself called Sweat, and it will be performed at the Memorial Hall. And then they will do a tribute to her on the 23rd. And then they have an after party. It's called Moon Glow. And it's at the Booth Hotel after the tribute. It's always fun. And that's on the 23rd as well.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. I wanted to go that the first year I was here for it because I got here, you know, in late 2019. So my first year would have been 2020. But I think, like, I interviewed the people from it. Then, like, 2 weeks later, it unfortunately got canceled because that's when COVID really started spreading.
Right.
So I never got a chance to go to it. I was looking forward to it. So this will be my first chance to actually go to it this year, and I'm excited for it.
Well, hopefully you can zip over to Independence and take a few events in.
Absolutely. I am always a big supporter of the fine arts, regardless of where it's at, because, again, I was in band in high school, so obviously I do appreciate the fine arts quite a bit. And my kid plays in band as well. So, all right. Well, if anybody has any questions for you, Lisa, about these events that we're talking about, or maybe they have a business in Indy, they would like to join the chamber, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, you can always call our office at 620-331-1890. You can like us on Facebook at Get Independence. We have a lot of postings on there about the activities, things that are happening in our community. A lot of the detailed flyers that match up with the things that I mentioned this morning are listed on our website, and that's indkschamber.org. And on our website as well is an online application. So if you're interested in joining our business community through the Chamber of Commerce, you're welcome to fill out an application online. I just received one yesterday from Indy Fitness and Independence, so we're excited to have them join our organization. So you can fill that out, or you can stop by the office and pick one up.
All right. Well, Lisa, I appreciate you coming in today, talking about all these great events happening in Indy, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
Thank you. I'll be back.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.